Welcome to this edition of Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host. We are powered by Amazon Channels, and today we have a very special guest. She is Soumya Shiroman, and she is the president of BritBox, a joint venture between BBC Worldwide, the commercial arm of the BBC, and ITV. Now, prior to joining BBC Worldwide North America, she was CEO of Palisades Tartan, a British-American film distribution company. She also held senior executive positions at Universal, Warner, and Vivendi. Well, Soumya, I know that you're excited about tonight's launching, if you will, of your fall season, and that's going to begin with a reboot of one of my favorite shows, Cold Feet. Why don't you tell us a little bit about tonight, which is Cold Feet, and, of course, the upcoming fall season?
I think it is exciting because for the first time, we're actually able to bring Cold Feet, a premiere show which is going to play in prime time in the UK, within hours of it airing in the UK to the US. So there, you know, I'm sure if you've been following British programming in this, on this side of the pond, you will know that very few shows have actually been able to do that, right? You know, we've had, I think, Doctor Who, Top Gear, and Sherlock are probably the only ones that have actually made it on a near real-time basis. So we're excited that we're able to do this. We're able to do this on an SVOD platform and in partnership with our parent, ITV. I was going to say, I think the other thing that's fantastic about Cold Feet, of course, is the talent and the fact that this is a show that played in the U.S. many years ago, and then when it got rebooted, like now the will and graces of the world are going to be, we get to bring it to people to watch real-time as well as binge.
Which is cool, and you already have a number of programming, mostly the soaps like Coronation Street, EastEnders. You know, we're getting that opportunity to see them, you know, almost in real time, 24, 48 hours after the air.
Yeah, that's right. We, you know, when we were thinking about this service, we realized that it's very important to have a connective tissue back to the UK, while not feeling like we are an extension of the British network per se.
Right.
It needs to have an SVOD spirit, and that's how we came up with the whole notion of BritBox Now, which is a subcategory within BritBox that that showcases several of these. You know, I know earlier, Jim, you asked about our fall shows, and I think I didn't tell you about the other shows that we have planned, which we're very excited about. Including Sean Bean's Broken, Idris Elba's 5x5, of course, Strictly Come Dancing, I'm a Celebrity, and I know I'm probably forgetting something else, but we have an exciting roster.
Well, you know, with the roster of new things, and I mean, there's a lot of outstanding stuff there. Dunkirk was a phenomenally done show, and I encourage anyone who hasn't seen it yet, shame on you, go and watch it. It's good. You know, the BBC and ITV have such an incredible vault of programming that covers the gambit, and much of that is available on BritBox. Why don't you talk a little bit? We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about your fall lineup, but talk a little bit, if you would, about the amazing catalog of British programming that we're all familiar with.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think I'll tell you one other thing that was very near and dear to my heart as I was programming this was to be able to bring the breadth of genres that only the British do so well, right? Everything from what we would call pure documentary that they might call, you know, a historical, factual look into something deep, right? And I'm making up a long phrase to describe what most of us would just call a documentary, but it's so well done, to your point. I mean, I think Dunkirk was so amazing. And, you know, the way they balance out the docudrama portions of it, without losing the historical accuracy, you know, is what I think makes British documentaries so great. also have the lifestyle shows on the service. So kind of everything from having documentaries that are fantastic to lifestyle shows that I personally like watching, like DIY SOS or Flog It, Prime Minister's Questions, or The Papers, which is a look at the daily headlines in the UK. And then my all-time favorites are the classic comedies and dramas.
And there's a lot of those. There's no question about that. You know, it's the other thing is, as you all know, I mean, it's amazing because Doctor Who stands the test of time. It's one of the few programs that, you know, you look at it and it doesn't matter how many Doctor Whos you end up having. You know, it still is good.
And having, yes, you know, you thank you for reminding me, because I think having classic Doctor Who in its entirety on our service is the bow. It's the perfect bow to our nice little dress.
Well, you know, talk a little bit, if you will. I know that there's a ton of programming that's licensed by BBC and by ITV that are on other services. When you guys put together this service, it's now you're the official BBC ITV service. What exactly was your goal to try to envision for the network so that you could get the programming out that you had in your arsenal, but at the same time roll out stuff that no one else can get to?
Jim, as you know, the world of SVOD has become ubiquitous in a way that I don't know that programs necessarily are in one place or the other, right? I think that what we are keen to do is to make sure that we're catering to our audience in a full manner. And that means that we will go after shows from the BBC and the ITV that we know make sense for our audience.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, the Netflixes and the Amazons will do the same. Right? Mm-hmm. And there will be a point in time where there will be a Venn diagram, and I'm sure the chips will fall where they should.
Right, and you know, but it does good from your standpoint, having the library and having the ability to integrate programming that literally is coming almost in real time gives you a leg up on the other services.
Family.
It's always good to have that kind of talented family, though.
Yes. So, and, you know, that's what gives us the ability to be one of the only services, if not the only one, that closes the window between the U.S. and the U.K.
Mm-hmm. Now, again, we talked briefly about the fall lineup. What are some of the things that the people who are watching BritBox for the first time are going to see on BritBox that they've never seen anywhere else?
You know, that's interesting. I should think, like, I would say one of the ones that I have been surprised that fans are watching, and I've completely forgotten that it's something that has just not been anywhere in an SVOD manner for a long time, is the Lindy Mysteries. Right? And it surprised me is how well it's done. And you know, notwithstanding that, of course, we've got things like In the Dark, which are new shows that continue to resonate well, or Mom, that do well. But for the fall, I think people are going to be excited about Broken. I think people are going to be really excited about being able to see Strictly, and like right now, of course, Cold Feet,
which we will be watching over the weekend.
You will. You will watch the new season, the first episode of the new season. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is great. You know,
Are you a fan of the show, Jeff?
Oh yeah, I've watched the old show a number of times. The actress whose name escapes me is the woman who was Ross's fiance, and just before he broke up with her and got with Rachel, I guess, and in Friends. But no, Cold Feet is a fantastic show, and it's a lot of fun. It's hilarious. And if you're a guy, you kind of can relate real easy to it because of all the silliness that, you know, that they put themselves through. But no, it's an entertaining situation comedy, and I'm glad that you rebooted it, and I'm quite excited about seeing what the reboot looks like.
No, thank you. It's, you know, yes, I think who you're talking about is Helen Baxendale, who I will always refer to as Ross's, the person that he walked away from the altar.
Right, exactly.
He left at the altar. And I don't know if you've seen, but yesterday we did a Facebook Live with the cast because they had a red carpet premiere. So we did that on with the cast. It was a last-minute thing, and it was exciting because Jimmy Nesbitt was, of course, there, and Robert Bathurst, Dave Ripley, who did an amazing job of hosting all of them and pulling them together in very, very short order. So it's on our Facebook right now.
But we will make sure that people go out to the Facebook and check it out and see what's going on there. You know, myself, I'm personally, I'm a Jonathan Creek fan, and you guys have that. Again, that's another with Lindley. Those are two outstanding shows that you have that you can't find anywhere else.
Anywhere else. It's true. Jonathan Creek is one of my favorites as well. I think Alan Davies is just not as appreciated as much as he should be.
No, and he's had some good programs beyond Jonathan Creek, but you know, it's one of those cast situations where you're gonna remember him as Jonathan Creek, regardless of, you know, what he's in. He will always be Jonathan Creek. But that's not a bad thing. So from a social media standpoint, tell us how we can follow you all on social media. You already talked about Facebook Live and Facebook, so we know that you've got a Facebook page. How about Twitter, Instagram, places that you would like to see us so that we can keep up with what's going on BritBox?
Yes, we are on Twitter and we are on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And gosh, someone here will probably know the handles better than I will off the top of my head.
I will look them up, don't worry, and put them in the description box right here on the podcast. So if you have any problems finding it, don't worry, we will put it in the description box and we'll have the Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook accounts all there so you can find them.
I appreciate it. And one of our fans recently formed a closed Facebook group called BritBox Fans. So this is, and, you know, we didn't do this, but someone's formed a closed group and where people are discussing just BritBox shows.
Well, I will say this, not that I basically have converted five people in my condominium building here to BritBox who didn't know that it existed, now do, and are now very happily watching it on their Rokus. So
we are one
person at a time, one, you know, viewer at a time. We're making it work. So it's an outstanding and fun service. It really is. And I know that the, you know, it's relatively new as streaming services go, but with what you have in the arsenal with the BBC and ITV, it can only get better.
Yeah, no, it was funny because I was, over the long weekend, I was with my friends in Maryland, and they had Life of Crime on their DVR, right? And then whatever happens, I don't know how these things fall off DVRs, but she didn't have episodes 2 and 3. Mm-hmm. And she was stressing, and I said, we have it on BritBox. And she's like, I don't even know what that is. And it's like, okay, here, let me sign you up for it.
And you can get rid of your DVR and just go ahead and watch the package.
Yes. And she was so excited. She kept like, oh my gosh, you have this and you have that. Yes.
So give me your 30-second pitch out there on why people, if you don't have BritBox, why should we have it?
Because I think it's the perfect alternate to watching any other kind of television. It's the home of British television, and it feels like this is where you should be if you want to immerse yourself in quality British television. I'm always embarrassed, Jim, that I think someday someone's going to find out that I watch BritBox more than anyone else does. And
well, so
I do. Like, I go home every evening, and I always find something else to watch.
Well, you know, Sylvia, if you're not the person who's the lead cheerleader, then who is going to be, right?
No, thank you. Look, and I think we're at the perfect price point right now. I think we have a great value offering, and I think shows people will discover new things, right? You can come in for cold feet, and I think you're going to discover 7 other shows, like I do, right? And a lot of these times, I'm programming some of this, and then I've forgotten. I watched whatever show it was 10 years back. You know, Jeremy Brett Sherlock, that I always wanted to get from MPI, who I think had the rights a while back. One of my favorites, because I still think that Benedict Cumberbatch must use him as inspiration.
So, okay. I mean, you're talking about so many wonderful things that have gone on at BritBox. Some final thoughts from you on what sets yourself aside.
Okay. So I think this is the only place that you can find the best of first, fresh, and finest British television. What that means is this is where you will see the first of several great British shows. This is where you will find British shows fresh from the UK, in the US, and the finest of the great catalog that only BBC and ITV can provide.
Well, special thanks to Soumya Sharoman for joining us, and we'll be back with more of Stream On right after these words from Amazon Prime Channels. Let me tell you a little bit about Amazon Prime Channels. Amazon Prime Channels is a great way to organize your streaming video sources all in one place at a price that is less, in many cases, than it would be if you were to add these services separately. You can get HBO Now with Game of Thrones, Ballers, this week with John Oliver, Showtime Anytime, showcasing Billions, Homeland, and Showtime Boxing. You got Epix with Get Shorty, plenty of good sports docs and movies. BritBox with all their outstanding British content and many sitcoms and movies on their offering. Hey, look, check out the long list of streaming services that are available at Amazon Prime Channels. Use the link below in our description box to find out more details about Amazon Prime Channels.
Well, welcome back to this edition of Stream On, brought to you by Amazon Channels. Our guest from North Carolina, great guy, Jay Henderson. Jay is an expert in pretty much everything IPTV and understands streaming video about as well as anyone. Jay, it's a pleasure to have you on Stream On with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on in the wide, wide world of IPTV?
So IPTV has made a lot of great advancements, especially over the last year. We're now capable of viewing regular cable TV through our internet. You don't need a cable box anymore, and we're not, you know, at the mercy of our cable companies. Really, all you need is a really strong internet signal and any number of devices out there, including Amazon devices, Android devices, or even just your regular smart TV.
What are some of the things that excite you about an industry which you are immersed in, and of course, IPTV? Something that I've found amazing is the volume of channels from all over the world that you can get under one easy to work with roof.
Yeah, I mean, that's really exciting for a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people come from other countries that live in the U.S. now. So, you know, it's really difficult to get live Indian TV. You know, if you grew up in India and moved to America, you're not going to get that, you know, by calling, you know, Spectrum or Cox or Comcast. But you can get that with IPTV now. And that's not, you know, I mean, there's 20 some countries available through a lot of different services. And it's really affordable. That's really the most exciting part about it.
What about one of the things that I've been impressed with is the ability to hold the stream. There's not a lot of buffering at all in the IPTV opportunities that I've had to use the ones on Roku.
Yeah, there's a big difference that I think people have to understand, especially with live. It's not exactly the same as streaming a movie off, say, Netflix. You don't have the opportunity to buffer ahead, 40 minutes like you would if you were streaming an on-demand movie. So the device does need to be powerful, as well as your internet connection. But, I mean, even if you put all that together compared to, you know, the cost of cable, you're still saving, you know, 70%, 80% from what you would, you know, ordering a full package. And even with, you know, the packages you get from cable providers, you're not going to get the content you get with IPTV. It's not possible.
The one product that you've been telling me about that's pretty amazing is IPTV Realm. Why don't you talk a little bit about that service?
So IPTV Realm takes live TV service to the next level. It's got 10 or 11 countries, over 900 channels. This includes all your live sports. This type of year, I get a lot of questions on the NFL. You're able to watch every single NFL game. You're able to watch them in HD, and you're able to watch it without purchasing DirecTV. I remember last year, I tried to order it through DirecTV, and in order to get it, you had to have the DirecTV service for the whole year, which is really, a poor move on their end, I think, because I don't want to pay that for 1 year. With us, you can buy the six-month package. It covers you from the beginning to the end of the NFL season, and you will get every single game, and you can get them in HD, and it's really easy. The ease of use is one of the more, appealing aspects to our product. Is you log in, you open, the app on several different devices you can use it on, and then you watch football. It's really that easy.
What do you think is the next step in IPTV? Is it working on quality? Is it working on expanding channels, or is it just, basically doing the best job you can to refine what you already have?
Well, I think it's all of that. We're always adding more channels. We started, most of our streams were 720 or below, especially when you get into international. Mm-hmm. It's important to remember that we can only provide streams that we can find in the quality we find them. So, if a stream's coming in 480 or below, then that's what you're going to get. We're going to give you the best we can. Mm-hmm. But, we started with low-level streams, and a lot of streams, the MLB season, we're getting 4K in a lot of games now. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be really important as, the streams advance, that we're able to bring those streams to you in 4K or whatever quality they're available in. Mm-hmm.
Jay, how can people get in touch with you either via social media or website, or how would, if you want folks to get in touch with you, how could they do that?
If you want to check out our product, it's IPTVRealm.org. All our product plans are on there right now. We do have a special for the NFL season. You already missed game one, so don't worry about that. You can watch it in TV catch up if you missed it. And you can get that six-month package for $69.99. And that doesn't just come with NFL. That comes with every channel we offer, over 900 channels, and you get every sports game. We're going to be watching UFC 215 tomorrow on it, no extra charge. We'll watch it in HD, and that's going to be for the remainder of your subscription for the 6 months. You'll get all the channels, all events, all games. You'll be able to catch the World Series on it and the MLB playoffs with the same subscription for the same price, no extra costs.
Well, and I think that's one of the things that I've been impressed with is the services is very, very good, strong quality, and you don't have any buffering issues, and it's a very seamless move.
Agreed. Glad we do it. We're glad people are enjoying it as well.
One more thing before we go. And sure. That is, what are your thoughts about the purchasing of set-top boxes, like Roku, Kindle Fire, Amazon Fire, I should say, Apple TV? Is that something that you would encourage people to look into?
Yeah, it depends on what you're after. For the device you want, there's, mm-hmm. It's almost an unlimited. It's overwhelming for people who may not know, things about devices. So it's always important to remember that sometimes you get what you pay for. Mm-hmm. If you pay for the $29.99 Roku stick, it's obviously not going to pack the punch that buying, $100 Amazon Fire TV 4K box will have.
Mm-hmm.
So really what the device really has to meet your needs. For me, I go a little higher end. I use NVIDIA Shields personally. Mm-hmm. IPTV Realm is available so many different ways. You don't have to buy a device to use it. You can watch it on your mm-hmm. PC. It's available for Android smart TVs, Android boxes. And anytime you're doing research on things like this, just get the most important thing is being able to handle what we're trying to watch. So if you have a really low-end device that has a small processor and a, you know, 1 gig of RAM, that's usually not going to cut it for live TV, especially in HD like we're providing. So always look for that 2 gigs of RAM or higher, and just, you know, meet your own budget and meet your own needs.
Outstanding. Jay, thanks so much for joining us. We'll have you back soon. And we will be back with more of Stream On after these words from Amazon Prime Channels.
Let me tell you a little bit about Amazon Prime Channels. Amazon Prime Channels is a great way to organize your streaming video sources all in one place at a price that is less, in many cases, than it would be if you were to add these services separately. You can get HBO Now with Game of Thrones, Ballers, this week with John Oliver. Showtime Anytime, showcasing Billions, Homeland, and Showtime Boxing. You got Epix with Get Shorty, plenty of good sports docs and movies. BritBox with all their outstanding British content and many sitcoms and movies on their offering. Hey, look, check out the long list of streaming services that are available at Amazon Prime Channels. Use the link below in our description box to find out more details about Amazon Prime Channels. Well, that brings to a close yet another edition of Stream On. We'd, of course, like to thank our special guest, Soma Sharoman, the president of BritBox. And I'll tell you what, sometime tonight or tomorrow, I will be watching Cold Feet as they kick off that fall season in a very big way at BritBox. I strongly recommend you join me in that situation. Also, our friend Jay Henderson of Boom Media, who gave us a master's class in IPTV. You know, you can subscribe to Stream On at iTunes, the Google Play Store, Stitcher, and through Blog Talk Radio. So you can put us right there. Subscribe once. We'll come to your phone every week and give you the latest in all the world of streaming video. So until next time, I'm Jim Williams, hoping you have a wonderful week.